Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Some 15 young farmer applicants will soon be selected for Farm Bureau's 2015-16 LEAD program, the group's leadership development training effort underway since 1998. Shelby County young farmer Matt Geisig was a 2009-10 LEAD graduate.
My wife and I both have gone through the program. It's a great leadership and networking program the Farm Bureau puts on. You go from anywhere from politics, as far as learning who your senators and representatives are and how to talk to them, all the way down to just basic leadership at your county level. A lot of programs within the program that help you with your leadership abilities.
Matt and wife Amanda were nominated by Shelby County Farm Bureau, which covered their program fees. Over the two-year period, successful applicants commit for 6 2-day meetings, 2 state annual meetings, the group's congressional visit in D.C., and an out-of-state farm visit.
Probably 5 or 6 times a year, you'll have a 2 or 3-day meeting, and they're normally all across the state. Sometimes they're closer to you, and sometimes they're a little further away, depending on what's going on. And then the big trip is at the end, you do an out-of-state trip. Depending on your group and what they decide that year, you go to a couple different states, visit different farming operations, and then also other farm bureaus, other state farm bureaus.
More on this unique opportunity for Kentucky young farmer leaders in a minute. We'll be right back.
811-811-811-811-811. No matter how you say it, 811 adds up as the first number to call before you dig. It's the new, easy-to-remember number. Calling 811 is the first step toward avoiding a costly and potentially dangerous encounter with buried pipes or lines. So whether you are excavating several acres or just several square feet, call 811 before you dig.
This message brought to you by Kentucky 811.
Matt Geisig and wife Amanda operate the Mulberry Orchard and Roadside Market in Shelby County, and he feels both of them use what they learned in Farm Bureau's LEAD program. He thought meeting other farmers from out of state was a part of that.
We went to Virginia, West Virginia, and down into the Carolinas a little bit. It was neat seeing how other farm bureaus operate in those states. The neatest thing for me, though, was seeing other people's operations. There's a whole lot different farming out that way than what we're used to, and it's just they have the same problems we have, just they're different but the same.
There was a time away from the farm commitment. He felt worth it.
I definitely recommend it. It builds confidence in you and helps your leadership ability to help Farm Bureau at a local or even state level.
Building leadership, confidence, even working on etiquette of several types was all part of it.
That's right. When we did it, we got to eat in the governor's mansion for our etiquette, and they didn't kick us out, so I guess we learned pretty well.
He promises not one morsel of food on the floor. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.